Welcome back, everybody. Anthony Agnano here with the Roto Baller 2020 Fantasy Baseball Preview on Roto Baller's YouTube channel. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hopefully, you're enjoying all the content RotoBaller.com is providing for you in these difficult times. All right, we don't know when baseball is going to start, but we're going to continue to produce baseball content as well as help prepare you for your fantasy football season right here at RotoBaller.com and the RotoBaller YouTube channel. So make sure you tune in. Hopefully, we're doing a good job of informing you as well as entertaining you because, well, we don't have much of sports going on right now, as we know. So hopefully, it provides a little bit of a distraction for all of you as things are going on. Hopefully, everybody's being smart, being safe, and healthy as we speak. Guys, head over to RotoBaller.com. Check out everything there. Main page, premium package, the expert chats. You know the routine. Sign up for the premium package of your choice. And use the promotional code ACES. Already 50% off. You'll get an extra 10% off with that promotional code by telling them Anthony sent you. So take advantage of that. Follow me on Twitter at AnianoFantasy. And be sure to tune in to SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, either live 6 to 7 a.m. or on demand for Roto Baller Radio, Real Talk Raph, Josh Hayes, and I with you Monday through Friday. All right. So, guys, today you could see it on the big board behind me. We're going to talk about some relief pitching ADP showdowns, and I got four names up there. We're going to talk, actually going to sneak in a fifth player as well. Josh Hader, Ken Giles, Archie Bradley, and Sean Doolittle. And you're going to let me know who do you prefer, or you're going to take two of these guys. What are you going to do? Let me know either on Twitter or right here on YouTube in the comments section. Where are you going with the relief pitcher? And we'll start at the top with Josh Hader, relief pitcher number one, consensus ADP at 56, putting him somewhere right around round four, round five. Kind of like in my mind, are you the first guy drafting the quarterback off the board? Well, are you the first person drafting the relief pitcher as well? There's no denying Josh Hader's talent, okay? 37 saves last year, a 2.62 ERA with a 2.36 xFIP. He averaged over 16 strikeouts per nine innings. You're looking at about 48% of the batters he faced. I mean, imagine that. Almost half of the batters he faced, Josh Hader struck out. Walk rate was okay, 2.4 walks per nine innings. Okay, and the batting average against was exceptional at 155. Now, so the question becomes, are you the guy or the girl who wants to draft the first quarterback? If you're drafting the first quarterback, round four, round five, then you're drafting the first relief pitcher. That won't be me. Josh Hader will not be on my teams. There's too many bats. There's too many starting pitchers I want in that round four, round five, that overall ADP of 56 at that point in the draft. And I do have some concerns about Josh Hader. All right? Look at the ERA over the last three seasons from 2017 through 19. 2017, he had an ERA of 2.08. 2018, it was at 2.43. 2019, it was 2.62. All very good ERAs, but nonetheless, they've gone up by more than half a run in total over the last 3 years. And a bigger concern for me with Josh Hader is his home runs per nine inning rate, which is also climbing significantly, in my view, over that same time period, 2017 to 2019. Josh Hader's home run per nine innings in 2017 was at 0.76, less than one per nine innings. In 2018, it was an even one home run per nine innings. And then last season, it to me, for a closer, it's high. 1.78 home run per nine innings. He is becoming more and more prone to the home run ball. That concerns you as a closer because, you know, 3-2 ball game, there's a blown save. Hurt your ERA, amongst other things. The K rate is elite. The saves will be there. But if he's going to continue giving up home run ball, is he worth a fourth or fifth round pick, Josh Hader? Second on my list, you see it behind me, Ken Giles of the Blue Jays. An improved Blue Jays team, although in a tough division, in the American League East. Okay, current ADP sits at a consensus 121. He's going about 70 picks after Josh Hader. He's relief pitcher 13, going on average in round 10. Ken Giles saved 23 games last year and pitched to a better ERA than Josh Hader at 1.87. The xFIP was at 2.73. Now, the K rate, not as good as Hader's. Hader's was at 16. Well, Ken Giles still struck out 14 batters per nine innings. Nothing to be ashamed of there. It was a 40% strikeout rate. Walk rate was less than three at 2.9 batters per nine innings. And the home run rate was significant. Whereas Josh Hader's rounds to 1.8, Ken Giles was at 0.85, less than a home run per nine innings. Ken Giles probably had the best season of his career last year. Batting average against Josh Hader's was at 1.55. Ken Giles, still on the 200, at 1.88. Now, the problem with Ken Giles is he's been inconsistent. He's had two seasons with an ERA over 4. In fact, 2017, his ERA was 2.30. 2018 was a terrible season for him. It was a 4.65. Rebounds last year and is dominant at 1.87. I'll bet the house on the dominant Ken Giles. The ERA of about 2. The home runs of less than 1 per game, and hopefully he pushes that 30 save plateau this season for the Toronto Blue Jays. Remember now, you're not going to get those 40 save guys. It's just going to be less baseball played this year, so a 25 save season will still be rock solid. So Ken Giles, we're talking about 6 rounds later, we're talking about 70 picks later than Josh Hader, and still returning excellent value. All right, number 3 on the list, you see him up there as well, Archie Bradley of the Diamondbacks, who was not the closer for Arizona at the start of the season and took over about mid-year. And Archie Bradley really was a tale of two seasons. Current ADP is at 165. He's relief pitcher 24, rounds 13 or 14. So now we'll kind of go back to the football analogy. Now we're still finding quality saves later in the draft, round 13, round 14, almost 10 rounds after Josh Hader, but still getting a quality player like you can with a quarterback. Maybe it's not Pat Mahomes, but it's a Ben Roethlisberger, a Tom Brady in round 13, potentially. Maybe not the high upside, but still good enough to let you compete while accumulating other stats. So here's Bradley in round 13 or round 14. Overall last season, Archie Bradley's ERA sat at 3.52. But take a look at the splits on that ERA. His first half was a 4.95. His second half ERA was at 1.71 in only 9 less innings. First half he pitched 40, second half he pitched about 31 innings. Archie Bradley was a completely different pitcher in the second half last year. More in line with the talent Archie Bradley has is what you saw in the second half last season. Okay, 18 saves total in the year. Like I mentioned, he wasn't the closer from day one. Struck out 11 batters per 9 innings. Again, I will take it. A 27% strikeout rate. The concern with Archie Bradley are the walks. He was averaging about 4.5 walks per 9 innings. It did decrease in the second half as you saw the ERA go down. He does keep the ball in the yard, though. Less than the other two closers I've mentioned. Josh Hader, 1.8 home runs per 9 innings last year. Ken Giles, 0.85. Archie Bradley last year, 0.63. All right, batting average against last year, not nearly as good as Hader and Ken Giles. Okay, Josh Hader's batting average against 155. Ken Giles was 188. Archie Bradley was at 243. However, look at those splits again. Archie Bradley's batting average against in the first half was 284. It's not what you want out of your closer. Takes over the closer role, goes on to that dominant second half of his season when he pitched to that 171 ERA, did Archie Bradley in the second half. His batting average against, 191. Tale of two seasons for Bradley. He was terrific in the second half, and you're getting him as relief pitcher 24 in rounds 13 and 14, allowing you to load up on bats, on starting pitchers, and Archie Bradley is your first closer. Now, let's double our closers late in the draft. Let's go Archie Bradley as our first closer in round 13, and now go Sean Doolittle of the Washington Nationals in rounds 15 or 16. Doolittle's current ADP is at 187. Okay, he's relief pitcher 29. Okay, round 15, round 16. Now, you may say, but Anthony, his ERA was over 4 last season. It was at 4.05. His xFIP was at 5.08. Now, Doolittle did save 29 games last year, and he did average 9.9. Let's round it to 10 strikeouts per 9 innings, 25% of the batters he faced. Walks per 9 innings were exceptional at 2.25. Gave up some home runs, 1.65 homer per 9. Too high to me, just like Josh Hader's concerns. And batting average against was at 2.59. But I sat down. I said, there is no way the closer for the World Champion Nationals was really that iffy day in and day out. So I looked at his game logs. Sean Doolittle last season had two outings against my New York Mets. In those two outings, he pitched one-third of an inning. In that one-third of an inning combined over two outings, he allowed 8 earned runs. Okay, that is an ERA in that one-third of an inning, in those two outings against the Mets, that is an ERA of 216. Okay, now, take a look at big picture. Doolittle pitched 60 innings last year. In total, he gave up 27 runs. 8 of those 27 were in that one-third of an inning over two outings against the Mets. Eliminate that one-third. Eliminate those 8 earned runs in those two outings. Okay, Sean Doolittle allowed 19 earned runs in 59 and two-thirds innings. If that's all he did, if those 2 days against the Mets, he called in sick, his ERA last season would have been 2.87. Okay, Sean Doolittle's stats got tremendously skewed in the wrong direction because the New York Mets were able to beat him up twice. Otherwise, he was as rock solid as anyone else. His ERA was lower than Bradley's. His ERA was in line with Josh Hader's. His ERA was a little higher than Ken Giles. The batting average against would have been there as well. Still locked up 29 saves last year on a good Washington National team. So you could, in theory, take a look at these closers and say, you're right, Anthony, I'm not drafting Pat Mahomes, so I'm not taking Josh Hader in round 4 or round 5. Okay, Ken Giles, he's been too inconsistent in his career for me. I'm going to pass on him in round 10. But I'm going to go Archie Bradley in round 13. And I'm going to go Sean Doolittle in round 15. And I'm going to walk away with 40 to 50 saves. Again, depending on how long the Major League Baseball season goes. Okay, so just keep that in mind when looking at Doolittle. Remember that those two outings in that one-third of an inning he had in combined against the New York Mets. Now, one more reliever. He didn't make the big board, but that's Ian Kennedy of the Kansas City Royals, who was terrific last year. 30 saves, a 3.41 ERA over 10 Ks per 9 innings, and he's going one pick after Sean Doolittle. Doolittle's 187, Kennedy's 188. So I didn't include him because they're very similar in terms of their ADP. The reason I chose Doolittle over Kennedy is the Royals are going to be terrible. Okay, and it would not shock me come trade deadline if Ian Kennedy is on another team, either as a closer or an 8th or 7th inning guy. Whereas Doolittle on a team that should contend should be there all season. That's why I chose, when I broke down the 4 names behind me, I chose Doolittle over Kennedy with the expectation Doolittle has a better job of maintaining the closer role throughout the season. So now let me know in the comment section here on YouTube or on my Twitter feed at Aniano Fantasy, who do you prefer? Josh Hader, ADP 56. Ken Giles, an ADP overall of 121. Archie Bradley at 165. Or Sean Doolittle at 187. Or are you going to pair 2 of the 4 of them and lock up your closer role for the season? All right, let me know. Guys, thanks for watching. Continue to subscribe right here to the RotoBaller YouTube channel and head over to the RotoBaller.com. Sign up with that promotional code ACES. Follow me on Twitter at AAnianoFantasy. Guys, as I said, hopefully you enjoyed the shows. Hope you are informed, you are entertained, and just be smart, be safe, and I'm wishing everybody well out there. Have a good one, folks. See you next time.